Hello again, this is Rich one more time, and this is our second audio commentary that I'm doing back-to-back. It's another Dina scene, also from Volume 25. This is Scene 4. Despite the fact that it was the last one on the DVD, you remember DVDs, right? They're little discs people used to buy. despite the fact that this was Volume 4, or Scene 4 on the DVD, it was actually the first one we shot for this shoot. I'm not sure if you can tell. It's the same location. However, that little note at the beginning is accurate. This was actually shot several weeks later. If you heard my audio commentary, the last one was pretty much a situation where everybody was hungover. And so we shot that one scene with Dina, salvaged the day, got good stuff out of it. And then I left, and that was it. And then a few weeks later, Dina agreed to shoot the rest of the scenes. At this point, it was just her by herself. So we still met in the same location. Neither of us actually lived there, which is kind of interesting. And I brought everything out, and I would set up, and she would go back in and change. And I would pretty much be out here in the common area of this apartment complex. So it's a wonder we didn't get arrested. But it was nice. See, she's put the script down, so here we go. She's about to... Shouldn't say anything about pies in these skits. Okay, that's a pet Ritz right there. And it is, I love that hit. That's one of my all-time favorites. For those of you who watch the original Slapstick Stuff YouTube clip, that little bit where she goes, ha-ha, that's the only dialogue in the whole thing. To this day, those are two of my all-time favorite hits. In fact, I swore by Pet Ritz after this. I said, those things are fantastic. And they are, only if you had the exact right temperature. In this case, it had been sitting out in the sun for just enough time to make it soft and gooey. But for those of you who have seen the Tasha scene from 27, which occurred a couple months later, the Pet Ritz there are just brutal. They don't stick at all. They fall off. So what are these? These look to be all Cool Whip. There was a little pudding in there. The advantage of shooting outside, this is like May. It's not too ridiculously hot in the South. It's just hot enough to make everything kind of sit there. And if you don't leave it in the sun too long, you get a really nice consistency with the pies. That, I believe, is a seltzer bottle. Yep. Which the models don't like that, because in order to make it do that, it's got to be very carbonated and it's very fizzy, or as Tasha likes to call it, the burning water. So I've tried to segue slowly into just using a hose. That seems to work a little bit better. I'm not sure what's gonna. I didn't edit that out, so you can see that the slime's about to come, and there we go. Now, I know some people prefer the model not to look up. In this case, I think Dina does a good job with it. I think she's solid. There we go. I'm not sure when I first decided that I should replay every slime that I do, but it's become a tradition, and the slime fans never seem to care. Now, the double and triple repeating of pie hits, some people have issues with that, and we've kind of eliminated that. I think we're done with that. Slime in your eyes. There we go. This is possibly my favorite look for Dina as well. I love that little kind of black dressy thing. And yeah. I also enjoy the looking straight up into it. I think that's a nice look for it. The disadvantage of shooting in the sunlight, of course, is that my shadow lands on it. So... sorry, this is the problem. This is the problem. You watch things as a director, and you just see all the crap you're doing wrong. And there's the bucket. So there we go. For those of you that wonder why we can't do as good as you can do that on television, well, we simply don't have a studio with a 20-foot ladder where we can completely disappear out of the shot. I'm basically standing on a folding chair in this scene. And of course, we're bending the "you can't do that on television" rules a bit. Technically, she should have been watered the first time she said water. In this, you know, you play around with it. It was something I grew up on as a kid, so it happens. We have used the black gloves in goodness knows how many scenes, and we've gone through multiple black gloves, both long and short. That stool, though, hasn't changed. I still use that exact same stool. Dina with the kicking of the leg, I think, is a nice... That's a nice reaction. That's the kind of stuff that you don't plan. It just kind of happens. You don't teach that. There you go. Anybody says the Cool Whip doesn't stick, that is Cool Whip and chocolate pudding. And it sticks beautifully, I might say. I'm almost thinking this scene that there is nothing, that there is very little shaving cream. I think we've had pretty much only Cool Whip since then. We've had Cool Whip, Real Pies, and Slime. So, here comes the shaving cream. In case you're wondering, I never did sell pies with anything but shaving cream for about the first few years. And I've only lately determined a good formula where you can do really excellent self-pies with Cool Whip, so it can be done. But Dina for a long time was our go-to girl for doing self-pies. This was a bit that edited out where I basically said, that looks great, just clear it off your side, don't clear it off your face, clear off the sides of your head. And then I believe she asked me why, and I told her it looked funny, which it did. And it does. Who am I to disagree? Yeah. See, that is the technique right there. That is some quality technique. It's hard to get the crust to stay in one spot like that. So, at the time we had a second camera that was not as good quality as the first one, and you can always tell a little bit. The wide angles just aren't quite as sharp. One of my favorite things, somebody already completely covered in pie and you wipe them and you clean them off with the slime, which really is just replacing one with the other when it gets right down to it. And the bucket on the head. Yes. you know, the shoe's doing going well when I drop the bucket on your head. That's my little go-to for that. So we went through, this was a 6-month period when Dina did a lot of stuff with us. The scene one was a shoot by itself, just that one scene. Then we did the other three scenes on this particular day. Then a few months later, Dina and Laura shot some stuff for us, which is only now finally getting released. And then a week or so later, we did the silent movie scene for volume 30. There we go. Throw in the pies. These are all shaving cream. It's a heavy shaving cream, so it sticks pretty bad. Yep, see, there we go. That's the wind blowing that off. It's nice. Oh, now we're getting cold. See, there was a thunderstorm that occurred, and if you watch this entire video, volume 25, you know the scene I'm talking about where it begins to pour rain in the middle of it, and... It actually destroyed a bit of the footage at the end. I had one camera where some water got into it and wrecked some of the footage. So there's a lesson, kids. Watch the Weather Channel, and if it looks like rain, you're better off just going inside. But in this case, we came out all right. We got the main scene out of the way when the weather was still very nice. So, and I missed her completely. But here's a great one. There's a great water gag right here. And, yeah. Yeah, why not repeat it 3 times? Good job, Rich. I like the kick. I like the foot kicking out. That's my favorite thing. And there we go. Dina looking lovely as always. So, that's the end of that scene. So, thanks for listening to the commentary. Once again, I'll do a couple more for you. So, again, thanks for hanging out, and you know, if this piques your interest and you haven't seen it, remember these this one and the one I just recorded as well are both on volume 25. So that was SS 25 scene 4, slapstickstuff.com. Until we meet again, this is Rich. Later.